Good afternoon and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Audit Committee meeting. Today's Tuesday, July 29th. And as usual, I always ask for your continued support. I want to ask our secretary, Susan Young, to please call the roll. Susan?
Neil Taco.
Present.
Lisa Davis.
Present.
Carolyn Burden. Beth Goldberg. Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Evelyn Bethune.
Present.
Stacy Davis. Stacy?
Here.
Susan Young, that is I, and I'm here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner.
Present.
Joe Wanzala.
Present.
Jack Van Aken.
Here.
Donna Warren.
Here.
Okay, we've got quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And I have to say that, Susan Young is one of the best secretaries that we have in the Pacifica Foundation. She was absolutely wonderful, as usual. Thank you so much, Susan.
You're most welcome, and I am not offering to be secretary to any other committee.
Okay. All righty. So for the public, I'd like to read the proposed agenda. First is to convene and do a roll call for 5 minutes. Approval of agenda, 5 minutes. Approval of minutes, 10 minutes. Review, request for proposals and schedule interviews of prospects, 60 minutes. Executive session, if needed, 2 minutes, and then set next meeting date, 5 minutes.
Point of information.
Lisa?
Could you please repeat how long we have for executive session? Because I don't think I saw the agenda, if you sent it out.
I put on here 2 minutes, and Susan was efficient enough to put it there just in case we need it, and she put 2 minutes. So I don't, and this committee is very efficient, so I think we can decide pretty quickly whether or not we need it. So you know, I thank her for putting that there. However, Susan, again, being very efficient, she said, how about questions for the prospects? I don't think we need to add to that tonight because we only have one request for proposal tonight. So I think we need to get more. But could I get a motion to approve the agenda, please?
I'm so moved.
Okay.
I second.
Any objections to approving the agenda? 3-2-1, hearing none. Okay. Now, the thing is approval of the minutes. Did everyone read the minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Any objection to approving Susan's copious
minutes? This is Susan, and I'll move approval.
That's
because I wrote the dang thing.
Okay. And great. I read it.
I'll check it.
Okay. And it's fine. Any objections to approving the minutes? Okay. Hearing none. Yes, Lisa? You have an objection?
No, I don't have an objection. I was just going to say I will just abstain because I don't have the minutes yet.
Okay, not a problem. So Susan will notice. Lisa's not objecting. She's just abstaining. Okie dokie. Now, let's get to the heart of the matter here. Request for proposals. Does everybody have, I resent this at, what time did I send this? I sent it at 7:10 p.m. Everybody get that, the one that we have? Oh, no.
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 Nia, this is Donna. You said the one that we have. Are you saying we only have one request for proposal?
Yeah, got a lot of promises. Now, I must disclose, I tried going into the website, and I could not get into the RFP at Pacifica. I put a call into, I'm sorry, if I pause, it's because my jaws are hurting. I put a call into Pete Caracas to find out what is going on. Now, Susan, you didn't try going in, did you?
Yes, I did, and I couldn't get there.
Yeah. So I don't know, Donna, if there's anything stuck in there that we just can't get to, but I need Pete Krakus.
So
and,
which firm do we actually have?
We have the PMB and Helen or Helen Donovan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the same firm. Okay.
Yes, that's the same
okay.
one. And that one was sent out at 7:10. Ambrose, I'm going to resend it to you, okay?
Thank you.
And me as well, please.
Okay, sure, Lisa. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Donna again. But I noticed in your emails there were quite a few firms, at least 10, that
yes.
were
Sorry.
Supposed to have submitted RFPs. And I know I did contact my accounting association, and one of our members actually submitted a proposal, which was Vasquez and Company. They submitted that on the 24th. So I'm wondering where all these firms are.
Okay. Like I just said, Donna, they could maybe they're in that account at the RFP at Pacifica. I don't know.
Okay.
But whatever I have gotten and whatever requests that people made, I know you and Tracy had quite a few. I sent the requests to fill us together and get them out. But I'm asking you guys to share with us if I can get a hold of Pete Krakus. So we will have to schedule another meeting, which is expected around this time when we have to choose the auditor. So I think we're accustomed to that.
Yeah, just as a point of information, this is Tracy from KPFA. My understanding was of a local firm named Heidi Ghaffari that's fairly well thought of in nonprofit accounting, said they were going to submit a proposal. I don't know if they have, but my understanding was it was their intention to. So I support Susan. I think there's probably some proposals that just haven't made it through the Pacifica pipeline back to us.
Yeah, and like I said, I need Pete Krakus' help. There's nothing that I could do. Because that's a specific account. However, if you have if you've contacted people, if they could just have them email it directly to me, and then I'll post it because we don't want them resending it to the RFP at Pacifica, and then it's getting stuck there somewhere.
Okay.
So if you don't mind, please do that because the moment I get it, you guys know that I will send it out immediately. So we have to work what we have tonight. Now, everyone read that. I know Susan commented that she thought it was quite thorough. Did everybody read it? No?
The RFP that came in, I browsed it, but I didn't read every word or anything.
Okay. There are 9 pages to it. So, why don't we...
$1,000.
Who's speaking? Who's that?
This is Tracy. Just in browsing, it looked like the bid was for $40,000, and it included some free consulting afterwards. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's on the first page. But we need to go through all the pages, Tracy, which is what we did. You know, this is what we always do to make sure that the prospects have complied with the RFP. We want to make sure that whosoever it is can fulfill the foundation's needs. So that's why I know it's a lot of work, but this is the hardest job that we have as a committee, and we need to make sure that it is done thoroughly. So we need to read all 9 pages. So what I'm going to ask, does everyone feel that maybe we should just read this and then reconvene? And then in the meantime, when I can get a hold of Pete Krakus, whatever is in there, I'll resubmit them. Or do we want to go through 9 pages tonight? It's up to the body.
This is Susan. I recommend that we take this and read it, that you try to find the others, and that we compare all of those that we've received against the RFP. And I'd be happy to put together a quick matrix that people could use as kind of a thing to check against.
Okay.
That would be good.
Okay. I think I hear Evelyn. I'm going to recognize Evelyn.
Yes. I would support what Susan just said, and if she makes that a motion.
I move.
I think that would be the most efficient way of getting this done.
Right.
So my motion is that I don't know what the right words to say are, but anyway, that we postpone consideration of this until a meeting, to the next meeting time, when we are able to review all of the proposals at one time. And I suppose that's one motion. Another is I just simply offer to make up a matrix that lists what the categories are that they're supposed to respond to in the from the request for proposal.
Make it one motion.
Yeah, one motion.
And I second it.
I third it.
No, I'm not going to let you guys go. You guys are just tired. You just want to go. No, I'm just kidding. okay.
A slight adjustment that maybe, and we put a rating scale on there, maybe, Susan, maybe 1 to 5.
Sure.
Yeah. Lisa?
No, I was just going to suggest that this is maybe, you know, getting into a little bit too much detail. So, but I was just going to say, I guess before finalizing the matrix that Susan referred to, it maybe she could send it around. That way, if we can think of something else. But that's just getting too detailed.
I'm happy to draft a quick matrix, send it around, get input, and so that it's useful for us in the next meeting.
Okay.
Excellent.
Sounds good. Who's speaking?
That's Andrea.
Yeah.
Andrea. Okay. Because while talking, it's Excel spreadsheet, and I'll just send that out from the firms that I picked up from Nia's email.
Okay.
And would that be? Yeah, I'll send that, and maybe that might help. If not, you know, then it doesn't,
sounds
but
great.
It might.
Perfect. Okay. Oh, I love you guys. Everybody's so proactive.
All right.
Oh, my God. You must be feeling sorry for me and my TMJ. Okay. Okay, great. One, Lisa?
Oh, I was just going to say, and maybe one other thing that might be helpful, because I can see, whereas when we're talking about some of these, especially if we're talking about the specific RFPs, we might be getting into like a slippery slope area where some things maybe should be left for executive session and others. So maybe it would be good to kind of find out about that, because I thought when mentioning quotes, I always thought I heard that was like an executive session kind of thing.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, and I sort of thought of it at the moment that it was brought up, because yes, what people's fees are is something that's a sort of a proprietary competitive issue.
Right. Maybe just a few guidelines when we're talking about it, just, and I'll be happy to even see what I can help to, you know, find out a little bit too, because I can see where it can so easily be like a slippery slope kind of thing.
That would be great.
Okay. I've never heard that, and I know last year we openly discussed the bus fee, so we've already violated that. But please, Lisa. Yeah, thank you so much for bringing it to our attention. Can you just verify and then just email me and let me know if that?
Right, yeah, I'll verify.
That was Lisa Davis speaking, and now
okay, great.
Nia speaking. I mean, I think that's public information, if my memory serves me correctly. I know,
yeah.
I'm a total basket case today, but okay. But it's better to be safe than sorry. I don't have an issue with that. Anybody else has anything to add? Is Joe on the call?
Joe,
well,
to begin with.
Okay. Does anybody have anything that they want to add? I do want to I do want us to go into executive session. I promise I won't keep you very long. But do we have anything else for public session? Why don't we set the next date, and then we just go to executive session just for a hot minute. I hope Odie could hear us. Can somebody call Odie?
Okay. He's there. He's there. He's shouting.
And he's listening. Okay, great. Thanks, Odie. So keep listening. No. I have to set the next meeting date in public. So let's go to KPFTX. Let's see what dates are available, if any.
I was about to say, we're going to try the next meeting for August, but obviously that's when it would have to be.
Oh, yeah.
Because July is almost over.
Yeah. Okay.
How
so
it flies.
We're going to have to be meeting at, let me ask this. I hate to do this, but who objects to the weekend? Okay. That's Lisa.
Thank you.
I know folks have to go to work the next day. Okay, Tracy, yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Sunday night the 3rd?
Let's see. Well, there's a PNB meeting on Monday, right? Jack and Evelyn and Ambrose and 4th.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I have it up now. Monday we have elections and there's full PNB. And on Tuesday, I have something, technology. Then there's the WBAI-LSB. I don't like Friday meetings, to be honest with you. How many people on this call? Well, I hate to overlap. I really don't like overlapping. Boy.
Would Monday the 18th be bad?
That's really kind of
far away.
That's too far.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a bit far away.
Right.
No, they're not going to be streamed, Odie. No, because one of those others is mine. That can't. That's sorry. That's not. I'm sorry. I look like the 12th. Tuesday the 12th. Is anyone doing anything on Tuesday the 12th?
I thought you said you were.
No, the 5th.
Oh, okay.
I'm making a presentation at a community meeting.
Okay. I don't like to overlap, but it looks like we might have to overlap. How many people on this call are on technology?
I am. Jack is, but I don't know. I could probably skip it. I've been on every one.
Are you sure, Jack?
Yeah.
Okay, you could skip it?
Yeah.
Okay. So how is August 6th for everybody?
Yeah, not good for me. I've got a... Our program council meets that evening, and I'm on it.
August
7th is our LSB meeting. Lisa and I can't miss that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yes, we can. No.
How about the weekend, folks? How about, can we do?
What about Sunday evening, August 3rd?
Sunday evening, August 3rd.
I'm not going to be able to trace you. That's okay, but
yeah,
I won't be able
no,
to
I,
be
I, this is Andrea. I won't be able to do that either. So.
Well, we need to have quorum, so I think we need to...
May I ask?
Go ahead, Lisa.
What was wrong with... this is Andrea. What was wrong with the 12th?
I think... Our secretary is doing something.
I have a presentation that I have to make.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, mind
you,
I don't have to be a part, and I can give other people you know, the my
no.
comments.
No, you need to be here. I mean, I don't like Fridays. Is Friday the 8th bad?
I can do it.
I'll sacrifice Friday.
So, this is Andrea. No, I have a performance. And
oh, boy.
May I know that if I may get on the stack.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I know that we definitely would like to get something where everybody can agree to be there, but I don't think that's going to happen at this point. So I would like to suggest that maybe we do where we can get the majority of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So far for Friday the 8th, we just have one person that can't make it.
Right. And also, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it one person who said they couldn't make it on with the 6th, the technology, on that Wednesday?
Yeah, but Jack said he would be willing to skip that. Okay.
I thought there was one other person who said they couldn't make it that.
The 6th, I think I've got our program council is meeting, so I couldn't make it. It's Susan, secretary.
Oh,
okay. No. Right.
You kind of like not the secretary.
Yeah, I know.
Susan. So how about the 8th?
Yeah.
hearing no objections, and I'm the person who...
Just remember, I won't be able to. This is Andrea. I just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, you just have one.
Yeah.
Okay, Andrea.
Yeah, I'm just the one. Yeah.
Right. But you're going to be sure to send out the list of the firms, right? That was you who volunteered for that? Who volunteered for putting together a list of the firms?
I did. I think someone else did, but this is Donna. I went ahead and said that I started a list, and I'm checking through your emails now to see who has actually submitted an RFP. I'll get that list together and send it out to the group.
Okay, great. Okay, that's Donna. Okay, sorry. I thought it was Andrea. Okay, great. So our next meeting is Friday the 8th. And I just realized something. I don't mean to confuse you guys. I changed my mind on the executive session. Because, okay, unless somebody he or she has a burning thing they want to say in executive session. But I personally changed my mind. No? Okay, so no executive session. So do I hear our business is done for the night?
Madam Chair, may, before we hang up, may I just throw one other thing out?
Go ahead, Lisa.
I just want to throw out some concerns and love for the people in L.A. There was an earthquake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Jack. I know Jack is okay. I spoke with Jack.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I was stopped at a stoplight, and the car started shaking. It's my mom's 87 Mercedes, and she said sometimes it lurches. So I thought, how can this engine be doing this when I'm idling? You know, I'm just sitting here, and the car is shaking. I thought it was her engine.
Oh. Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm hearing that there does not seem to have been any major damage.
I'm not aware of any, but I don't watch television, so I'm, you know, probably haven't heard everything. But
it was centered in Chino. Chino is where the men's prison and the women's prison is. So and that's near kind of near Riverside. So I don't know. Down here in L.A. in the South Bay, it shook, but my house, nothing fell off the wall, so it wasn't that serious.
Oh, yeah, I am so sorry. I forgot to acknowledge that.
Oh, no, that's I just said somebody in San Diego told me they felt it in San Diego, and I hear San Diego is like 100 miles away from Los Angeles.
Yeah,
but that, like, their building shook.
Mm. Everybody's nice and safe. That's great.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Oh,
good night.
So, well, thanks, Amber.
Night, and it's nice checking in with you.
Yeah.
Andrea.
Someone has to make a motion.
move that we adjourn. thanks, Ambrose.
Thank you a lot.
That's Ambrose's middle name, right? Motion to adjourn, right, Ambrose?
You got it.
Thanks, dear. Take Thank care. You so much for sacrificing from your family. Bye.
Take care, bye.
Okay, everyone. Good night.
Awesome. Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Bye. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.